Welcome in a little emergency edition of that SEC podcast, little late morning, early afternoon update. So we got some breaking news here. One of the biggest, arguably the biggest, domino to fall in the quarterback transfer portal is LSU landing a commitment from Sam Leavitt. So this is big news for Lane Kiffin. He finally gets his quarterback. I know he had recently got the quarterback from Elon, too, to commit, but I think clearly that was just their quarterback room was decimated. They needed multiple bodies, and the Elon guy, I would imagine, let him compete, but, you know, he's more of a depth piece than anything. So, shout out LSU. Big win here for Lane Kiffin to get his quarterback to build around. They're getting all these receivers. Now they got a quarterback. Need to fix that offensive line, but this is pretty big because Tennessee was all in on Sam Leavitt as well. So, I think this is really good news for LSU. Get this building block. Who cares what it costs? I'm sure it costs an arm and a leg. and we're already seeing Tennessee fans upset. So that's how you know this is a big pickup for LSU. I saw a friend of the program, John Reed. He does a good job, Knoxville Sports Radio. He said, hell, it's a lot of fuss for a guy that threw for 90 yards against old Arizona State, which is, I think it's a fair criticism. But, again, that lets you know how badly this man was wanted on old Rocky Top. And what does this do for Tennessee? Maybe old Bo Prabula, come on down to Rocky Top. Oof, to go from Leavitt to Prabula. That's probably why Tennessee fans are really upset. But, the dominoes are falling. I saw someone say of the top 20 portal quarterbacks in the rankings, and again, I take all that with a grain of salt, but there's only three that are left among the quarterbacks that are viewed as elite. So unless new quarterbacks jump into the portal, we're not going to have many elite signal callers remaining in the transfer portal. Let's check it out. Let's see where we're at with that. Transfer portal rankings by position. We do that? Yeah. Let's look at this together. Let us look at this together. Make it slightly better content here. So Sam Leavitt to LSU, he was number one, going on three. Auburn got Byron Brown, number four. That's a hell of a pickup there. So we still got Hussein Longstreet, which he's done literally nothing in college, yet he's a top five quarterback. That lets you know what these rankings are worth. Deuce Knight to Ole Miss. Kenny Minchie to Kentucky. Above Austin Simmons? What? Not a fan of that, but is what it is. So that's kind of... Now we're getting crystal balled Bo Prabula to Tennessee. So, and I think Aaron Filo is probably way too low down here as well. But just give you guys an indication, there's not much remaining out there in terms of free agent. Well, that's what we should just call this, free agent, not transfer portal, but free agent quarterbacks. Lane about to be a problem. He's already a problem. Just define what you mean by about to be a problem, because he is a problem for many. G-Mac will be the starter at Tennessee now. Anybody that doesn't know, that's George McIntyre. He was a freshman this year, highly touted. Then they signed a five-star in the 26th class. So they got talent in Knoxville, but it's just inexperienced talent is what it is. And if you're trying to go playoffs or bust, can you really go with a quarterback that's literally never seen any meaningful action in college football? Good luck. I don't think you can really do that these days. I really don't. Bring back Nico. How much is he willing to? He's going to have to take a significant pay cut. VFL Logan. Well, the great Kiffin took one more thing from us. Tennessee went from in a good spot to no spot at all. Hearing Aguilar won't get his eligibility extended. Yeah, I've heard that as well. And anybody that missed it. So Sam Leavitt was on a trip to Knoxville, multi-day trip, I believe. And who shows up the final day? None other than Lane Kiffin to recruit Sam Leavitt. So whatever he sold him on, it worked, clearly, because Sam Leavitt headed to the Bayou. Again, I think it's a huge pickup, Ben. So Joey won't be back. Not official, but I think optimism is pretty low at this point, particularly following the Trinidad. I know each case is independent of each other, but the word out of Knoxville is they do not anticipate Joey Aguilar. That's why they're trying to get Sam Levitt. That's why they're considering Bo Prabula. And whether they have an answer or not, you know, they're down to about three of the top 20 portal quarterbacks remaining. So yeah, there's not much time to drag your feet. A decision's got to be made on some of these guys. So let's say Tennessee adds Bo Prabula, which no information that they're bound to do that, but they hosted him. And I think clearly he was a backup to, in case they missed out on Sam Levitt here. So, you know, they need to decide, what happens if they say, no, let's pass on Bo and Joey doesn't get his waiver. Then we're stuck here with two freshman quarterbacks, talented freshman quarterbacks, but freshmen nonetheless going into the season. I don't think that's a recipe for getting anything of any significance this season. Trinidad will be back, says Tim. Say it. Maybe if we keep saying it, maybe it'll happen. When does Levitt start practicing? I think he's going to be out for several weeks, but I don't think any of that matters. Trinidad didn't practice, I don't think, with Ole Miss this spring. How'd that work out? It worked out pretty damn good. Joey Aguilar he wasn't even on the team in spring. How'd that work out? I mean, I think all the spring practice stuff, I think that's overrated at this point in time. So I think Levitt will be fine. And he's probably going to be one of the best quarterbacks playing for Lane Kiffin in this offense with all the talent they'll surround. They got to get the offensive line solved. But if they get that, then, yeah, he's going to put up ridiculous numbers, I think. Mark's a fan, apparently. You know who I'm a fan of, though? I'm a fan of JR, the legend, out here. Don't matter what time or day.
Legend, cousin JR has done it again.
Thank you, JR. Let's see who you gifted here. JR gifted Nick Wood. Nick, welcome to the family, courtesy of JR. So, yeah, this big quarterback dominoes here. Trinidad lawyer filed his paperwork this morning. Well, that's good, but one thing about the court system, it is not fast. So I don't know. Speaking of overrated, Marler coming on today. I believe so. I haven't heard otherwise. He usually makes any, by this point of the day, he'll usually have made an excuse if he's not going to do it. I haven't heard from him. So I assume that means that we're good. We're good. No segue to Hollow Socks right there. That would be a good one. If they're willing to pay, I'm willing to accept it. But how are we feeling? Bo Prabula, good pickup. Let's see what happens with Joey. Heupel's a quarterback guy. He is, but he struggles with this thing called the forward pass. So that's going to be an issue in Josh Heupel's system. We got to have the forward pass, particularly way down the field. So, again, this is big news here. LSU getting arguably the last great quarterback via the transfer portal, Sam Levitt. And they probably paid $5 to $6 million for him. That's where we're at now. Now, is Sam Levitt necessarily worth that? It's worth it if he's the next Fernando Mendoza, right? The next John Mateer, and he's the catalyst for LSU to make a big run. He's worth every penny. But we're also in a situation where he was the last quarterback on this free agency, essentially. And we have multiple teams inquiring, Oregon. Of course, it sounds like they're getting Riola. Tennessee, LSU, among others. Miami is still out there lurking. So there's multiple spots, and there's down to one quarterback. So you got to pay a premium to get them. Yes, Tennessee did recruit the quarterback position pretty well. Why do they need a portal quarterback? Well, apparently they don't develop them. Apparently they just land free agent quarterbacks, but they do have multiple freshmen next season, a redshirt freshman and a true freshman coming in. So Tennessee is talented, but here's the problem. I mean, there's not too many road games that are that difficult, but Georgia Tech, again, what if a freshman comes here, shits the bed against Georgia Tech, all of a sudden a game that Tennessee fans think should be a gimme isn't. And then you got Texas at home. I mean, they're probably going to be preseason number one. You know, is a freshman going to be ready by the fourth week of the season? I mean, maybe, but you know, if you go 9-3 or 8-4, but the freshman has like a really good year, are people going to be happy? No, they're going to say Josh Heupel needs to fucking go. There's no time anymore to sit back and kick your heels back and say, well, we'll be good in 2 or 3 years from now as we get further and further removed from the playoff run. We got to be good right out the gate. We've got to go beat Texas. If they're losing to Texas, they're probably not going to the playoff unless they just go on a hellacious run thereafter. So they got to get someone up to speed quickly. Now, here's LSU's schedule, and same deal with them. Again, why it's big to get a guy like Sam Levitt, get a guy that is experienced, a guy that has led a team to the college football playoff, because LSU opens with Clemson. Now, Clemson, we all know they're massively in decline, and they suck. LSU will be, as they should be, a big favorite in this game. But you lay an egg against Clemson, all of a sudden – not looking good. And then week three, that's the big one, at Ole Miss, and then A&M right thereafter. So you got to have a quarterback ready to go by week one if you're LSU. And really by week three, week four, he's got to be completely up to speed. Otherwise, our season is going to go off the rails first season. So it was paramount that LSU added a quarterback here with experience that's going to be ready to go. Brodo says, just prepare for 27 already. Oh, buddy. All right. Anything else? Maybe fire away with any questions you got. I'm trying to see if there's any other portal news popping right now. I mean, this is a big one. Absolutely big. Ole Miss has landed a commitment from LSU running back LJT Lindsey. He was a 4-star in the 25 class. I don't think he contributed much, but makes sense. Ole Miss hired away Frank Wilson, the running backs coach. This is a much bigger deal. Ole Miss just landed Kentucky receiver Cam Miller. He was a nice player for Kentucky this year. I know Kentucky didn't show much on the offensive side of the football, but Cam Miller was one of their standouts. So I like that pickup for Ole Miss. Is it, you know, he's not going to be an All-American or anything, but he'll play. He'll play for the Rebs, I think, and he'll be productive. Did Texas upgrade their line of scrimmage? I feel like they're going to get manhandled. To my knowledge, not really. Now, they got the left tackle, Goolsby. He almost went, or he considered going pro. He's back, so that's huge. Get him, year two in the system. Let's see. I'm trying to see Texas, transfer portal, who they've added. I don't know that they've added a bunch of linemen here. Mm-mm. Cam Coleman, of course, the running back Smothers we talked about. Got a big linebacker out of Pitt. They're going all right, here we go. We got a guy out of Oregon State. He's a Beaver. I don't think that's going to cut it. Shane's prepping for the birthday today or tomorrow. Shane will be on later tonight. The birthday party's Tuesday. So Steven will be on Tuesday instead of tonight. Marler, that crazy bastard. We'll get his thoughts on this Sam Levitt situation, among many others. He's still crying. He was thinking Cam Coleman was going to go to Alabama for some reason. But no, Bama's in shambles. Ty Simpson to the NFL. Of course, that's the beautiful thing of Marler. If you cover seven teams, one of them's bound to do something right, and he covers LSU. So, so he'll be fired up for Sam Levitt. Carolina's killing it in the transfer portal. We'll talk with him about that. But that's all I got for now. Just wanted to share the breaking news. Sam Levitt to LSU. Huge domino here. And we'll see. But I think this was a big deal. I think this is a very, very big deal. Moonshine does not care about Marler. Okay, we'll see you here in a couple hours for you to yell at Marler. Moonshine, looking forward to it. Yes, I will admit, when something LSU does something right, even if it's Lane quitting involved. But hey, that's all I got on this quick one. We'll be back if there's any other breaking news. Otherwise, we'll be back with a Marler Monday and a Cousin Shane Monday. We'll see you here in a few. Bye-bye.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.